Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you, Steven?
I'm great. We just got off tour. We did 2 months. It was our first time touring in 3+ years, like proper, like big old tour.
Yeah.
And we didn't get enough of it.
We're super pumped about it. We can't believe it's this Friday night. You're headlining on the beach, on the stage that's on the sand.
And it's like a surf contest. I'm going to bring my board.
Yes. I want to get to the concert, but I have to thank you for a few things first.
Okay.
Because the last time you guys were in Richmond was for Screamers.
Yeah.
Screamer at the National. And that was a killer show before the world kind of changed there. But yeah. I loved Screamer. I thought it was awesome.
Thanks for saying that.
Do you guys love playing that song live? Will we hear that this Friday?
Probably not, but we did do it at PNC and it was pretty banging then, I have to say. But that's because Alexis Krauss joined us and she duetted on the track.
Yeah, from Sleigh Bells. We love her
too.
Bells.
Yeah. So it was great to do it together with her, but we played it that whole tour. And on this tour, we wanted to do songs that were more heavy from the current album, which is Our Band Apart.
Yeah.
So we played more songs like that. And then we did a few songs from Screamer, but it was kind of a retrospective set list as best we could. It's very hard to put 25 years of a band into a 2-hour set, but we gave it a whack.
Cheers on 7 studio albums in 25 years, by the way. That's so cool. It's got to feel amazing, right?
Well, we got another one that we're working on right now, and we did an Unplugged, and I think we're going to do another Unplugged. We actually found that we enjoy just getting another crack at our songs, all like, you know, Ren Faire kind of backpacker vibe, you know?
Like, I really liked Our Band Apart, and I listened to it. If you can believe it, it's almost a year old.
I know, I'm shaking my head like don't it go by in a flash.
Oh, but right, yeah. Right. But I was checking it out again last night, and I forgot how much I really loved Silver Lake Neophyte and Funeral Singers. I really loved.
Yeah, my favorite on the record is Dust Storm, but. Yeah. But I'm glad you like Silver Lake Neophyte, because can I just tell you the story of it?
Yeah, I mean, you can. I love the line, everyone wants to be seen and you can't grow in the dark. That's like my favorite like lyric on the album, especially was, what you're talking about in the song.
It was like in the first days of that pandemic, I think people forget how just freaked out we all were, and we couldn't get information. People were scared. Like, I remember I went to Whole Foods and I came back from Whole Foods and I took off all my clothes because I was just like, they just must be teeming with COVID at the store, and which was totally not true, but I was just, you know, tripping like everybody else. You start to find music that is like a friend to you in that time. And I started finding all this kind of like LA neo folk stuff. Phoebe Bridgers' new album, or her current album, came out, and but the album wasn't out yet. It was just a single off it, and I thought it was so good. And then I started finding all these other people in kind of the neo folk scene, and I was so taken with the honesty of the songwriting of it that I was like, God, I wonder if I'm that artist in my songs. And it actually kind of made me like question myself. And am I being real? And so the answer that I gave was, well, if you're being real, the truth of where you're at right now, your emotional landscape is that you're questioning yourself. And you're like, I started just kind of daydreaming of imagining playing my own songs at an open mic with like, do you know Adrienne Lenker? I think her stuff, she's in Big Feet. Like, I think she's amazing. And, but at the same time, there's this kind of Gen Z vibe where this kind of like hyper honesty is a little bit exhibitionist to me. Like I get, like, I really get it, but you know,
it was perfect for that time. I think, you know, like it says stripped down, earnest, really heartfelt. And, the one thing I
wrote
remember
it from that point of view, like I wrote it almost as a reaction about how, are you being hyper honest or is this kind of a pose? And as like, it doesn't matter. Whether it's a pose or not. And so that was just kind of my open mic fantasy from the lockdown.
There you go. Also, when we have more time, which I don't have a lot of time with you today, but you'll have to explain to me All Blissed Out and where you learned that term, because it sounds amazing, All Blissed Out. Is that an older term or am I just late?
All Blissed Out?
Yeah.
No, that's like, a new term.
From Time in Berlin.
Yeah, from Time in Berlin. Just, you know, that kind of feeling of
where are you in love or are you high or both?
You're kind of high and in love. You're faded, you know.
You're faded. Okay.
You're like,
this is another way of being faded.
You're like faded and just macking. Yeah.
I was reading up on you guys and I had to go track down a quote from an interview you did when you were on Summer Gods with Adam Lazzaro and you guys were talking about, I think the context was set lists or just making records and staying on a schedule. And this is a funny quote that really made me laugh out loud when I read. I don't laugh out loud, but I did on this one. You said, I do everything based on the happiness quotient and the industry and all that stuff can go eat raspberries. So I'm going to try and that's end quote after raspberries. I want to try and incorporate eat raspberries into my day to day. I thought that was awesome. And very mature.
It also doesn't really mean anything. So.
You're just going to do what you want and what the band wants and just going to render that album whenever you want.
Well, that was my sense of making that album. And it's a very liberating sensibility. And it's also a very rock and roll sensibility. And once you start trying to make something that's going to work, you're basically just strangling yourself. So it took me a long time to, and that's like the initial impulse in music is to be like, I'm going to put it out there, gift to the universe. And whatever happens to it is just not part of me, you know, good luck, but whatever. And that's punk rock. That's rock and roll. That's the mindset that, you know, I started with. And then you get into the industry and you're trying to make something on time or whatever. So I think part of the really good thing about the lockdown and the, you know, just coming out of that in the last few years, it's just a rediscovery of that just pure music impulse.
Well, we can go out again, which is brilliant. I know you're a big surfer, West Coast guy. Yeah. Will you be able to check out any of the, it's the 60th annual East Coast Surfing Championships going on. They actually started yesterday, but they'll be like pro surfing during the day in Virginia Beach. And then all these great acts at night, including you guys on Friday night. Will you be able to check that out at all?
Oh, for sure. But I really want to go surfing. I've always thought that there would be a really good idea for like a where you pair a pro surfer with rock stars and actors.
Like a pro-am.
Pro-am, yeah, right? So and then you take your combined score, you get Anthony Kiedis and Felipe Toto and me and Kelly Slater.
Yeah.
Versus each other and whoever has the best combined score, right?
That would be awesome. That would be a must-see TV. That could be like a new, like comedians in cars getting coffee, you know, maybe a little more dangerous.
Maybe more dangerous, but anyway, just a thought, but I will definitely be there. I'll be on the beach. So throw a peace sign if you see me. And I'm really happy to go play this gig because we were exhausted after 2 months straight on the road, but
yeah,
we also didn't get enough. So we want to get some more licks in.
Yeah. I think I saw this one and maybe a couple more October dates, but
yeah,
we can't wait to see you guys. Our Band Apart is the newish album. It'll be a year old next month. Get that. Check out Third Eye Blind this Friday night, August 26th. They're headlining this weekend out in Virginia Beach, right off Fifth Street. And get your tickets now. They're still for as low as $25 at oceanfrontconcerts.com. Steven, congratulations on 25 years, dude. That's awesome. And I'm excited to hear about this new album. Hopefully we can chat a lot about it next time. But that's awesome.
All I got to do is finish the lyrics and it's coming up. The music's all done. As usual, they're all waiting for me. Hey, one more thing. If you can, come early for Meg Myers.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's amazing. And when we were getting liners for the, you know, promotion, she's like, hi, this is Meg Myers. And I'm playing with on Friday night, August 26th with Third Eye Blind. Like she changed her tone and you could tell that she was totally digging, opening up for Third Eye Blind.
I've met her a couple of times. I think she's great. So I will be there. Look for me on the side of the stage. I will be watching her set.
Yeah. And look for Steven out on the beach with the rest of the guys. Thanks so much, man.
Okay, you guys. See you.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.